You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Welcome to your Monday.
Come on.
Welcome back if you had an unofficial long weekend.
Lazy. Not us. Slave it away.
There were a lot of coughs going around on Friday. That's what I heard.
Everyone took the day off on Friday. So many cars on the road too.
Yeah, it was busy.
Yeah.
I read somewhere the most sicky day of the year yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
So, Friday, geez, I've lost track of the days myself. Yeah, I think a lot of people, a bit crook, you know. Oh, geez, it sounds like there's a lot of birds in the background. Are you on a campsite? No, nothing about that. Don't you worry.
As a boss,
yeah,
you'd be planning that Friday knowing that you're going to be light on staff, wouldn't you?
That's it.
You'd be going, we can't have a busy full day worth of work here.
No.
It just won't get done.
Less people will be here to do the work, so let's just.
And those who have rocked up, probably a little bit hungover still.
That's
probably
it.
Not in the best state to be working anyway.
Pretty much.
They're good at counting to one, two up, and that's it. You guys have a good weekend.
Oh, fantastic. We're on the new FM boat party on Saturday night.
Oh, my God. I'm jealous.
The
The photos looked good.
Oh, it was the best. Topic is awesome.
Yeah?
I fangirled.
Did you now?
Oh, I kept it calm and cool, but in my head I was dying.
Did you ask for, an autograph?
I didn't.
They took us behind the little, rope. They lifted it up. He's got his little private section.
Yeah.
In you go. Come. Have a yard.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how good is this?
He's so cool.
Nice.
He's so tall.
Is he?
Yeah. He looks exactly how you'd imagine a German DJ to look.
Right.
Oh,
he's
beautiful.
Yeah. My impressions were generally a pretty shy person.
Yeah, a little bit.
But obviously he feels super safe on decks.
Right.
Like someone who loves his job and loves performing.
Yeah.
And as soon as he was behind the DJ decks, just became the most charismatic, personable person.
Oh, yes, exactly. Drew, you win.
What was your favourite feature of his, of him?
Of him?
Yeah.
Oh, his hair was pretty spunky. His clothes, he just looked really crisp and clean and just, like a fashion statement it was.
Oh, okay.
I feel like, he was very fashionable.
Mm. Well, there we go. I'm sure there'll be more stories to come about the evening as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Happy Monday, everyone.
Lovedale Long Lunch, celebrating 30 years, May 18 and 19. New FM's Lovedale Express.
Yeah, that's right. We will have tickets later on to win. So just always be listening is the tip if you want to go for free.
30 years. Hey, that's been going forever.
Yeah, 30 years.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great. I love a long lunch. It's good.
Have you ever been, Ari, to the Lovedale Long Lunch?
Once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though. But no, it's fantastic.
You're due to go again.
I am very much due, yes.
Oh, well.
Sounds like it ticks all the boxes for an event I like to attend.
Food.
Good food. Good wine.
And not having to drive.
Yeah.
All of that sounds excellent.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Now, morning, Jackie. Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
Fantastic weekend.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good time. We were obviously busy aboard New FM's Cruiser Nightclub.
Yes, very busy.
Fun on Saturday. But
we busy working.
We weren't the only Novocastrians busy because it seems like a man is facing 20 charges after a crime spree on the weekend.
Oofed.
Yes,
what's going on here?
So even on our long weekend, double demerits period, we have a man's been charged with 20 offences following police investigations on the Central Coast. So he went on a bit of a crime spree.
Ooh.
He allegedly stole a car with a woman still inside it. Yes, and he did let her out unharmed, thankfully.
Oh,
but
what a great Samaritan.
Yeah, this was after a few break, enter and steal offences, armed robberies, and also after that he rammed into a police car as well.
So. Oh, my God.
Probably not the smartest thing to run into.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, none of it seems very smart, does it?
Yeah, but thankfully he was arrested and he appeared in Newcastle Bail Court yesterday.
Oof. Where did I get the energy from?
I don't know.
That sounds so exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Such a lot of admin, just even working out that many crimes to do. I mean, how would you even think of them at all? I don't know.
Oh, well.
Busy boy.
Yeah, hopefully he gets what's coming to him.
Exactly. Changing pace as well. Something I'm particularly excited for, Jackie. I think you might be too. The Cessnock Clothes Swap event is coming up this weekend as well.
Yeah, so I love to see something promoting a bit of sustainability. So
yes.
In Cessnock, they have a clothing swap. So this is their second year running it. It's part of Council's Less is More campaign. So mm-hmm. promoting sustainable fashion and consuming a bit better consumption of products in our local community. So that's happening at North Cessnock Community Hall this Saturday. And locals are encouraged to bring in 10 items.
Yes.
And then they get some tokens, and then they can use those tokens to sort of swap for other people's items as well.
Oh. So it's not like cash exchanged. It's like,
It's about the products that you bring in. So it's a full swap. So it's a free event. You don't have to register.
So it's also another way of kind of recycling and op shopping all in one hit, basically, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it could work.
New FM. The Novos.
And I mentioned before that we are a show that really loves a good prank.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're scallywags at heart, I'd say, three of us.
A bit cheeky.
You two more than me, but yeah.
Certainly. And this is an all-time prank, a really good one. Rainn Wilson, who you guys probably know as Dwight from The Office US.
Love that show. Brilliant.
He's been victim of a classic stitch-up. So he's staying in Italy, in Florence, actually, and he's been pranked by the hotel staff. So he's ordered himself room service after a big day of travel. You know, can't be bothered leaving bed. He's going, I've been out and about all day on my feet.
And he's made it in life. He can afford that. Room service, another, $20, don't care.
Well, a nice little insight into his life. Room service comes and he's got himself three courses, soup, salad and pasta.
Oh.
So he's living a good life.
Yeah.
And the soup looks like so green and stuff, you know. They got some vegetable in there I can't afford nor pronounce.
Hitting all the food groups, clearly.
Yeah. So he's got himself, a full complement of food in front of him. Big, big meal. And as well as his three courses comes all his necessary cutlery completely suspended in jelly.
What?
Now, of course, this is a nod to The Office where he starred, where Jim puts his stapler in jelly.
In like maybe the first
pilot episode.
I was going to say, is it the first episode?
It is the first episode.
Oh.
Yeah, so Jim puts Dwight's stapler in jelly, and that's like one of the first gags of the show.
Yeah.
The staff have decided to give him the same treatment, all his cutlery in jelly.
Now, to me, the first thing that comes to mind is that to get jelly to set, it's like 5 hours. So
it takes a long time.
You can't do it on a whim, can you?
No, they haven't got, oh my God, he's just ordered, let's do it. They've seen his name on like the incoming guest manifest, the days before, and gone, what can we do here? This is one of our, favourite, most beloved characters. Mm. What prank or what can we do to make him, have a little laugh or enjoy his stay more?
You're right.
In jelly.
You're right. It has to be premeditated, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've seen his name on the list and gone, yep, we're doing this. Yeah. This will be hilarious.
The chef's like obviously a big fan of The Office or something.
Do you think it's one of the ones where like 12 hours before they've seen his name on there, they've planned it, and then as it's getting closer and the jelly's sitting in the fridge, everyone's questioning, is this actually a good idea?
Yeah, and also, will he eat in?
He might head out.
There's no, reason that he definitely should eat at the hotel or get room service for that matter.
Well, maybe they were so desperate to do this prank that they were like, oh, it's going to give him, like, free room service, on us. There's a way that we can do it.
I didn't even think of that.
I reckon that might be how it's gone down. Cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
Yeah, you can't do that in the restaurant with everyone watching. You just look like an idiot.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So heading into the Newcastle Super Yacht Boat Party that we're on Saturday night, I decided, you know what, I'm going to get myself an Uber so I can have a couple of cheeky little drinks and be safe and everything like that. So this is my first time going in an Uber on my own in Nui since I've moved back, all right? So I've been in, I guess, experienced Ubers everywhere that I've lived. Very interesting experience. I don't know what it is about Newcastle Uber drivers, but they're all, like, really fancy. They're, like, really nice people, and they just want to have a chat with, like, super clean cars. Never experienced that before.
Now,
only in Newcastle. Also,
this is based on a sample size of one Uber.
No. I've had three. I think I've been in three Ubers now, so I've got a pretty decent sample size. This is in the past month, okay? Leave me be.
You know what? In Fly Mythbusters, that's the kind of thing where they go myth confirmed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it's good enough for them.
Three is 100%, isn't it?
That's right. Three is a good number to judge by. But
The ARI Institute of Science is up and running. CSIRO may as well retire now, I reckon.
Well, to get into the venue on Saturday as well, it was a good half-hour drive at least. So it was a good time for me to assess the situation. Yeah.
You check all the little crevices, make sure everything's dust-free.
Well, it was a bit dark, you know, heading in at night time. But I felt like a movie star. I was loving it sick, and I can't wait for my next Uber. I even got like a business card from my driver. I was like, thanks. He's like, whatever you need, give me a call. I'm like,
front seat or back seat?
Oh, back seat.
Yeah, that's how a superstar ride, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how the big shots get into places.
Yeah, driving Miss Daisy over here. Yeah, it was great.
There's quite often during this show that I like to, I guess, build suspense in a story, dance me way elegantly to a punchline.
Oh, it's your shtick. This is what you do.
Well, we're professional storytellers. Sure. That's what we do for a living. But sometimes the story just does it for you. So I'm going to read word for word the first paragraph of a story I read late last week.
Okay.
A Belgian man has been acquitted of drink driving after it was proven he suffers from a rare condition causing him to brew alcohol internally.
What, in his stomach?
It seems too outlandish to be true. So, basically, he's got auto-brewery syndrome, is what it's called.
Oh, this is not a thing.
Well, apparently it causes carbohydrates in his stomach to be fermented, which increases the ethanol levels in the sufferer's blood and results in signs of intoxication.
So he's got like a mini Carlton United Breweries in his stomach going on.
Essentially, yeah.
His body is a pub.
If he eats too much, you know, pasta on a Friday night, it like by Saturday morning, it'll seem like he's drunk.
So
it's taken all the carbs and it's fermented them and turned them into alcohol.
So it's technically he's getting this from food, not necessarily just like drinking a fizzy drink, for example.
No, yeah, you get a lot of it from his food.
Wow.
From bread intake, from pasta, stuff like that.
Okay, my question is, if this is kind of a self-brewing stomach, do you reckon he gets kind of a little bit tipsy as well? Like, do you think he gets those
effects?
Well,
he would all the time, wouldn't he? Or do you get used to it?
I guess he just doesn't know any different.
Right.
So he probably, like, if you're drunk all the time, I guess you're drunk never. You know?
I don't know.
Like, I guess he's just used to it. This is where the real kicker in the story, though. The 40-year-old man works at a brewery. He couldn't write stuff like this. And he's used his ABS to get his charges dropped and cleared of all wrongdoing. Essentially, get out of jail free card. They're like, we need someone to test the new brew. He's the man. Yeah, he drives home. They're like, oh, mate, you're a little bit over.
Yeah, cops pull him over. You see the reds and blues.
Yeah. There you go.
And he's like, oh, no. He's got his little cut. ABS, mate. Happens all the time. Big pasta meal for lunch. They're like, oh, well, on your drive.
On you go. There you go.
My question is, so apparently there's only 20 people in the world who have got this.
Ooh.
Do you reckon you could get it diagnosed online with, like, UpDoc or one of those, like, platforms?
With MD, you probably could.
Oh, I feel real drunk after having a pasta doctor. There we go. You've got ABS. Congratulations, Stephen.
New FM. The Novos.
Mostly sunny, beautiful day here in lovely Sandgate, where our new FM bunker is located.
Yeah.
Now, over this long weekend, a couple of times I've driven past through here in Sandgate, and behind the Total Tools, there's this like big sort of block of bushland that goes up against the river. And I've noticed there for the first time some pretty fancy, like, campers. Now, I'm talking about
fancy campers.
Well, they've got, like, the big four-wheel drives. There was a flashy fishing boats, that sort of thing.
Really?
The whole kit and caboodle.
Well, over these sort of long weekends, official or not, often campsites get booked out, right? And you can't find anywhere. Mm. So they've found this and gone, you know what?
Free spot.
We're going to have this. Well, this is perfect, right? I mean, normally you might not think of Sandgate.
Not a tourist destination, famously.
No. Not famously.
Not much to see.
Well, hang on a second,
oh,
Ari.
Oh, sorry.
Before you, you know, dig into Sandgate, I thought maybe this is an area we can promote a bit and have a bit of a, like a tourist hub here in Sandgate. So I've written a brochure up, something.
Okay.
You get printed up, you know, folded in three, pop that in a few takeaways around the area.
Doing work for extra credit. Does this mean you're going to be the face of this too, so you can get your name out there even more?
You know what, that doesn't bother me.
That blue tick is working.
All I care about is Sandgate gets the promotion it deserves, all right? So have a listen to this. This would be my bylines for the brochure, right? Welcome to Sandgate, Newcastle's hidden gem, right? Nestled alongside the sparkling shores of the river here in Newcastle, Sandgate awaits your next unforgettable adventure. Escape the hustle and bustle of city life and immerse yourself in the laid-back charm of this coastal paradise.
Coastal.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a little bundle that runs through the back of it.
Riverside paradise. Okay. It's a coast of sorts. And then I've got some of the main features here. So first one, spectacular sunsets. And then a couple of pictures of, you know, Sandgate sunsets. Snap a selfie or simply savour the moment as you witness nature's breathtaking masterpiece that is a Sandgate sunset. It's got alliteration. Must be true. And then I've got some of the, like, tourist things you can go and see. It's little pictures underneath them.
Okay. Right, where the tour bus would be going, the double-decker.
That's it. You know, first stop might be the Newcastle Food and Flower Market. Get yourself a coffee, you know.
That place is awesome.
Do a little flower arranging class that they've got there, something like that. And then, you know, maybe after that you want to do a bit of shopping. Perhaps you could go in Total Tools there. Or then I've also got on here, have you guys seen Bumper's Antiques? That's a bit of fun too.
It's an antique store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Then there's another one, which is sort of vintage and stuff as well. They're called Recycling Solutions Australia. Check that
right,
out.
Right, yeah.
Massive warehouse full of stuff like that. And then, come on, guys, let's not, you know, every Australian tourist destination isn't complete without a giant thing. Let's not forget Aussie the Mozzie.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop there for some photos, a succulent Chinese meal, and your long weekend away in Sandgate is complete. You're welcome.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So Saturday night, had some friends visiting from Sydney, showing them off Newcastle as usual.
Weather perfect on Sunday as well.
Beautiful.
Made it so easy, you know, to make our great city look great. And then for dinner, went to, how's this, it's called the Greek Taverna.
Taverna?
Yeah.
Ooh,
where is
this?
So it's in the Hellenic Club in Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
It's only open two nights a week.
Yeah.
And it is super authentic, delicious.
Where in Hamilton is it?
It's
you should know. You're at the Chateau.
Yeah,
it's on Steele Street.
Oh, yeah.
Just opposite Gregson Park.
Oh, yeah.
There's
these
big columns out the front.
Yeah.
It is a Newcastle hidden gem.
Wow.
Got a ring and book. I've tried to get in a couple of times, like the night before or something, never gotten in.
Yeah.
And then Emmy randomly called up through the week. Oh, yeah, we've got a table for four, no stress.
Perfect.
Slipped in. Oh, my God. Great food.
Sounds kind of exclusive if it's that hard to get a table.
Yeah, it's like kind of a family restaurant vibe in there.
Okay.
And I mean, it's just sort of, in terms of like tables and chairs, very basic, like a community hall vibe, but the food is outstanding.
What was it? Lots of like bread and dips and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we had some of the best octopus I've ever had.
Oh,
halloumi fries, garlic prawns. It was amazing food. Really, really good. Yeah, like the lamb, slow cooked lamb. It's sensational.
Treat yourself.
That is a Newcastle hidden food gem.
A man, I think, has made history. He's changing the landscape of how marathons and fun runs are ran. This is very interesting.
Now, you're a big marathon runner, aren't you, Ari?
Okay, I can't do a marathon. I can do a half marathon.
Still pretty impressive.
Okay, still counts.
Thanks.
Yeah, you love running. You run every day, right?
Or just about, yeah, when I can. Okay, yep.
Sure.
So all in the name of fundraising for charity, of course. This runner has participated in the recent London Marathon, which was about 2 weekends ago, per se, with a challenge of drinking a glass of wine at every mile point, which, for those playing at home, it's 25 miles.
25, right.
Which is 42 Ks.
Is that 25, is that full glasses? Surely you can't drink and run that much.
It's about just like a normal glass of wine that you would get down at the pub, I suppose.
You'd
obviously in plastic.
Lug it away, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's 25 glasses of wine.
I don't even know. That's like five, is that five bottles? I think it's five glasses to a bottle.
Sounds about right.
Five bottles of wine. How did he make it?
So he obviously didn't run very hard, obviously. Like, you got to look slouching around.
Casual stroll, yeah.
It took him, I think, over 4.5 hours or something to actually complete it. So if you're an actual, if you're trying hard, it'll take you like 2.5 or something like that.
Right.
So it's like double
Still
the time of a normal
quick.
Person.
4 hours, though, my number one concern for him would be if he broke the seal. Because you're in for a long day, aren't you? 4.5 hours. I don't know how easily accessible toilets are when you run a marathon.
Well, along every marathon course, whether that's here in Australia or elsewhere worldwide, they always have toilets along the way. There's like portaloos and things like that.
That's lucky, but it's still going to hurt your time, isn't it? Every time you see one of those, you know.
Well, that's right. He's not in it to win it, though, okay? So he's armed with two, this is how he did it. He's armed with two glasses stashed in his running belt.
Like a holster.
Yeah.
He's got a wine glass holster.
Exactly. The 52-year-old wine expert he is. He took up the challenge to name each wine's vintage. So it was like a guessing game. The grape and producer, he only got 4 wrong throughout the race. So he's done really well. I think he got like a little bit, you know, tipsy.
I was going to say, were they the last 4? Because
yeah,
that makes
I think
sense.
So.
He got red. Yeah. Last 4. That's a white.
That's a white, you're wrong.
But he did, like, yeah, so he got over 20 right, so he's fine. But it paid off quite literally, this little challenge, raising more than £14,000 for charity.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like, if you were just doing this on a whim, you'd be called a degenerate and an alcoholic.
And told to go home and get off the marathon course.
You do it to raise money, and everyone's like, oh, you're a hero. You're well
exactly.
done.
Exactly. He's my hero.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
It's a quick PSA to shoppers. This is affecting a lot of Novocastrians. It seems Woolies have removed their deli section from online shopping.
Now,
this is causing a stir. So food items like fresh shaved ham, for example, bacon, chicken, will instead now only be available for purchase in store or online. You'll have to buy the prepackaged Primo stuff or other various brands.
This is no good.
I don't understand that at all.
Lots of people are upset and concerned about it.
Yeah.
One of the top comments going around is, for the past 3 weeks, I've been unable to order anything fresh from the deli for delivery. The moment the things you can't order are there, what's the point? If you have to go in for a couple items, you might as well get everything. You might as well do a full shop.
Yeah, I think they've made an error there. And that's annoying because stuff at the deli, first of all, cheaper.
So, yeah, a lot of the time it is cheaper. Yeah.
Definitely.
Correct, which is why I shop at the deli, yeah.
Second of all, fresher. Is that the deli? Because you got, you know, there's a man or woman in a lovely apron there and you know that they know them, you know, meats and cheeses and they're a trusted advisor.
Well, it's freshly shaved, I think, every day. So it just makes complete sense that it would be fresher.
That's it.
Mm. I normally do go prepackaged anyway.
What? Oh, Stephen, you don't understand meat.
No, I don't know. Like, sometimes I am concerned, although I shouldn't be, about the storage of raw meat at the deli.
Unfounded.
Oh, of course, unfounded. But the other thing as well is when it's plastic sealed, you can keep it in the fridge for longer. You don't have to use it as quick. Anyway, lots of people are labelling this a first world problem. It seems like it's just going to be temporary, not a permanent thing.
Oh, phew.
Stop that right now. Basically, Woolies trying to ensure and rework the best way to deliver deli meat safely and freshly.
I have a theory.
What is?
I reckon this is all a ploy to get more shoppers back into the stores because you're more prone to actually buy more once you're there instead of shopping online. So
you can't get yellow stickered online.
Mm. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you can't get suckered into the specials as easily.
Exactly. And they're just, oh no, I need to go to the deli to get my Devon and my chicken wings and things like that. Too bad. Now that you're in, we've drawn you back in. Time to spend more. They're rubbing their hands together.
Half price shape sitting right next to the register. You're telling me I'm not getting a box of chicken crimpies?
Hold my arm back, Stephen. It's reaching out for the shapes. Give me that. Give me that.
One, two, three.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, now's your chance to win this morning two gold reserve seats to the Knights versus Warriors game. That's coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m. and obviously at Mac Jones Stadium. The boys fresh off a win. Hopefully they can continue it, but you will be able to reserve these seats. If yeah. you win this game, this is Three of a Kind. How it works, I give you three things. You've got to guess the running theme between them. Need two Novocastrians to play. Let's meet them.
Sure. First of all, we've got Tina in Hedon Greta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Ready to take this on?
Absolutely.
Yes. Go Monday.
Up against Tina, we go to Cessnock. Morning, Ryan. How's things?
Oh, yeah, not too bad, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Did you catch the game?
Yeah, I certainly did, yeah.
Yeah, good win. Fingers crossed they can keep it going, and fingers crossed you can be there to do it. You've got to win three of a kind. So we've got our two contestants. We've met them. Mm-hmm. Let's test the technology. Your name is your buzzer. So, Tina, can you test your buzzer for us?
Tina.
Lovely. Ryan, you're next.
Ryan.
Perfect. Two buzzers working.
All right.
Best two of three. Let's get into this.
All right, guys, here we go. The first one. Boxing gloves, cricket bat, golf net.
Tina.
Ryan.
Tina.
Sport.
Ooh, sport what?
Sport what?
Sport game?
Nah, you cannot take sport game. Ryan, you want to have a guess?
Sporting event?
No. Sports equipment, guys. Cricket bat, gloves, all that type of thing. All right, I gave you a hard one to start us off. Okay, here we go.
Dumb it down.
This one's easier. Solo, Coke and lemonade.
Tina.
Ooh.
I think Ryan started first.
That's what
first.
I heard. Yeah.
Okay.
Soft drinks.
Yep, I'll give you that.
Okay.
And I'll have no disputing with the referee. That's your first warning, Tina.
Yeah.
Next one, we're going to have to eject you from the game.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Tina not threatened by
me. No. Here we go. Freddo, Crunchy and Snickers.
Ryan.
Tina.
Oh, Ryan again.
Definitely quickest.
Chocolate.
He's got it!
Oh, Tina, you missed out this time. But as our runner-up, would you like another go tomorrow?
Yes!
Yeah, that's all right.
Ryan, you don't have to come back tomorrow. Congratulations, mate. Secured yourself two tickets to the Knights this weekend. Well done.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank Only you local winners.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, our very own KFC Glendale has Yay! Become famous on an Australia-wide scale.
It should be claimed as famous, I reckon. There is nothing better than knocking off school or work around the Glendale area and having a cheeky KFC.
So growing up, was that your local?
Yep. Yeah, because I went to Glendale Tech High. So, yeah. Like, after, you know, school would finish, you know, year 11 and 12, had my peas. What do you think I was doing? Going straight to the KFC.
It worries me when a fast food restaurant goes famous.
Why?
Well, because a lot of times they go infamous. Like, a lot of the time you see stories of, you know, like a rat in the fryer or something like that. And you feel concerned straight away.
Well, don't put your red flags away because it's none of that, okay? This is a good thing.
A good thing. We love that.
This is somebody's dash cam footage and I've just ripped it straight off the internet. Have a listen to this. Somebody's going through the drive through at KFC Glendale.
Cockle doodle doo, what can I get for you?
G'day, I've got an order number 1726.
1726 for Bill.
Yep.
Bill, what? Straight to the last video. Bye-bye.
Jeez, man. Oh, God.
What is really? Going on there?
Lost bet is my first guess.
You reckon?
That is a possibility. Or maybe it's somebody's first day and they've gone... Yep, now, typical KFC greeting is this when you get in, you've got to say this to every person, it's a new, like, rule or something.
I reckon it's like a little competitive ploy, because, you know, they've got KFC at Cameron Park now.
Oh,
so they're like
a new
neighboring,
one there. Yeah.
Yeah, neighboring rivals. So they're like, oh, we've got to make things more interesting for the customers coming through. Maybe that's what the idea is.
You were... it's a good way to get return customers.
That is true.
Because you would be coming back.
Going, oh my God, you've got to listen to this.
Yeah, you'd be bringing your mates, wouldn't you? You go home, I just went to KFC. Craziest person there. Get in the car. We'll go back through.
Yeah.
That's how they get return customers.
That is true. My favourite bit, of course, is this.
Is it meant to be saying bye-bye
no,
mixed with a chicken yes. cluck?
Maybe.
Like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Like a foghorn, how Foghorn Leghorn would say goodbye.
Yeah. I say, bye-bye.
I say.
Bye-bye.
On Anzac Day, had a couple of friends come to visit with their two-year-old son. And it was lovely. I probably only met him twice before.
Okay. Yep.
So it was nice to just sort of catch up, see, you know, at that age, they're growing so quickly and all that sort of stuff.
Of course.
He started, in their words, saying a bit sort of random things and doing things. It's sort of at an age where he's just acting a bit randomly, testing the world.
Okay.
Well, you're not inhibited by society standards and stuff at that age. You're not really worried about embarrassing yourself. You kind of say exactly what comes to your mind.
Well, yeah.
You've got no, as you said, inhibitions at that age, and you're just sort of learning the world. Anyway, so we sat down for lunch, and this kid sitting there, he's just like swinging his little legs, just enjoying the day, had a bit of risotto that he's sort of eating.
Yep.
And
picking out the pumpkin from it. He's not interested in that. Just all that rice, kind of gear. Yeah.
There was actual pumpkin he was picking out.
Yeah, of course. I can see the scene. I've lived it before.
Yeah.
And you still do that.
He's sitting there and he just looks up at us, as in my wife, Emmy, and I, and said, "This morning I had a pucano."
What?
Obviously,
very explosive bowel movement.
Yeah, explosive bowel movement earlier in the morning. And his parents just like looked down at their hands and went, and then looked at him and went, "We don't say that in public."
Where do you learn pucano? I've never heard that before.
Well,
something I'm going to implement into my vocabulary for sure. But, like, that is quite an intellectual thing to say, I guess, on some levels.
You might have picked it up from another kid at play school or something. You
something
know?
Along those lines. I think it was that morning and it was, you know, that sort of thing. And then the parents maybe had said that, "Oh, it's a bit of a pucano."
And he's just copied.
He's gone, "I'll have that bit of information forever and I'll bring that out at lunch." And they were just so embarrassed. But we were like, it's kids, you know, that's what happens along the way. But it got me thinking, maybe we could do this morning. 4967-4105. How did the kids embarrass you? I mean, school holidays have just come to an end.
Yeah.
You've had plenty of time with them.
You've had some time with them over the last couple of weeks. Or maybe in your distant memory or storytelling, it was when you were a kid and you embarrassed your parents. That's also an option.
One that my mum has never let me live down. And I don't remember it, so only one side of the story. I have to believe what she told me. But when I was in my early years of education, might have even been pre-primary, we were doing a scrapbooking type activity where we had a big A3 sheet of paper and we split it down the middle. And on one half, you had your needs. On the other half, you had wants.
Yep.
So you cut out things from a magazine. Oh, there you go. There's a new Nerf blaster. That's a want. I want a new toy.
Yeah.
There's a whole chook from Coles. That's food. That's a need.
Yeah.
So it was a simple activity we did in early education. Still got us in trouble, though. My mum got dragged to the principal's office for a bit of a please explain, because on my needs side, I'd cut out and stuck a couple Playboy mags.
When mum asked me,
"What, you know, what have you done that for?
Stephen, what have you done?" This is Stephen's mum's voice here.
Again, the innocence of youth. I was like, "Oh, they're books. Everyone needs education, mum. You need to learn." What do you say to a kid then? "Oh, yes, of course, you're right. My mistake." And you move swiftly.
Could have said that they aren't books. They're not educational.
My mum, so embarrassed, though, trying to explain this to the principal. She's still stuck with her. She hasn't let me live it down all these years later.
To this day. This is the sort of thing. When did the kids embarrass you as a parent? Or maybe it was, you know, when you were a kid, you did something embarrassing. To Cardiff, Katie, what's your story?
So So I'm shaming my friend right now. I went over to see her in her new place. She's a single mum and had a split up, and went over there and we're having some drinks out on her balcony. And next minute, hear this big bump on the glass sliding door. Is stuck one of her very intimate toys that sticks to a wall, and now we call her Thumper. So.
What, the kid just thrown it around, found it somehow.
Oh. Stuck
it to the glass sliding door, and she could slide the door, and it's just bouncing there. So, yeah, it was very, very hilarious for us, but not so much her.
That is embarrassing on another level. You Let's leave what? It there.
Oh, okay, all right. I was going to tell the story, but never mind. No. We won't go there.
Okay.
The Novos. New FM. Would I lie to you?
All right, very simple but difficult at the same time. I'm Quizmaster today. That means both Ari and Stephen are claiming to have an item in front of you. Could be just a random item. And you've got to figure out who is telling the truth. Who is telling the truth here? Our human lie detector for today is Hannah in North Lambton. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Would you consider yourself pretty good at telling when somebody's telling you the truth?
Oh, I think so. And I've got wine, you know, dangling in front of me, so I should have a pretty good guess today.
It's a good incentive, Hannah.
The best carrot of all, isn't it? Yeah. Just dangling there.
The ultimate carrot of all carrots is wine. Who would have thought? All right. Well, who would you like to hear from first, Ari or Stephen?
Oh, go Ari.
Okay, remember, you're trying to figure out who's telling the truth. Take it away, Ari.
Okay, Hannah, so this morning I have in front of me, in my little hands, is a black
face. Ari's got big hands, so already lying.
Excuse
Just
you.
Take that into consideration.
Not needed. Thanks, Stephen. So it's a black base with, a white roller. It's a little lint roller, perfect for my clothes, of course. I get a lot of dust and stuff being from the car and everything, and I need to look sharp and schmick for work. So basically, yeah, so it's just a nice little handheld device. I don't know if you can kind of hear it rolling. Probably not.
Rub some plastic together.
Shush. Yeah, so it's just a super simple little kind of clean-up element to my morning. So, yeah, I've got a little lint roller here.
All right. That's pitch number one. Let's move over. Do you want to ask any questions, first of all? Any questions about the alleged lint roller?
How heavy is that one?
Oh, I would say probably like 10 grams heavy. It's very light.
Very little one. Okay.
Yes.
All right, over to Stephen for his pitch.
Well, Ari, your fake lint roller will be very helpful for my new shirt I've bought. I feel like a kid at show and tell. Obviously, fast fashion out. We're all about vintage now.
Sure.
So I've headed onto the weekend. I've been dragged to the Conscious Exchange. Which is in Hamilton.
Okay.
They do like all this kind of vintage old clothes. Siobhan was going to look for a skirt. I've been dragged along. I'm the one who's walked out with bags full of clothes though, because I've got myself this vintage Nautica like button up shirt. So it's like most of the buttons are wood. There is one black plastic one. I think they've lost a button along the way somehow, but that's secondhand shopping.
Right.
But the body of the shirt is like, I would say similar to the colour of Dijon mustard, and then it's got this like navy blue collar. Anyway, it's a vintage Nautica shirt.
So these, any questions about Stephen's shirt?
Have you worn it yet?
I have not. It needs to go through the wash first, I think, being secondhand.
Now, Hannah can't obviously see you, Stephen, and you're a bit of a fashion icon, but yellow's not your colour, so I don't even know if this is true.
Oh, well, all right, influencing the witness there a little bit on both sides, but we need to go to an answer here. Who do you think is telling the truth? Is it Stephen with his alleged Nautica shirt, or is it Ari with her alleged lint roller?
I think it's Stephen, because there was quite a lot of detail there.
Telling the truth.
I regret to inform you. No, so sorry. Wine is the best carrot, but you get no tickets. Ari had the lint roller. Stephen was making it up. Better luck next time is all I can say.
New FM. The Novos.
Monday morning means time for Newey back in time.
Yes.
if you haven't heard this before, essentially what I've done throughout the week is gone back into the archives.
Back in time.
Curated a bunch of grabs which all come from the same year.
Mm-hmm.
It's your job to try and figure out what year they originate from.
Now, it's a bit of a competition. Between myself and Ari.
Yes.
Ari, you're on 4. I'm on 3.
Oh, you've actually tallied these.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
It's not a game unless you're scoring.
Okay, sure.
And so the fact that you're a lot older,
yeah,
has it helped you at all?
Not necessarily wiser or smarter.
That's the thing. And also being newy back in time, Ari has a bit of a home ground advantage because born and raised in Newcastle, from Newcastle.
Got that blood.
As local as.
Mm.
Well, so this is to tie up the series for you, is it, Crevo?
Yeah.
Ari, to gain more dominance in this competition. What we're going to do is fire off this audio. It's about 30 seconds or something like that.
Yep.
5 or so grabs, and then after that, you two can work on what year you think it is.
Here we go.
After 14 days trapped in a cage buried in the bowels of the earth, Todd Russell and Brant Webb remove their tags to signal the end of their shift.
This is what the skyline behind Newcastle Beach is likely to look like in a few years' time. Buildings towering 20 stories high on the site of the old Royal Newcastle Hospital.
Australian crocodile hunter Steve Irwin has died during a diving expedition near Port Douglas in Australia.
Driving along Nelson Bay Road, you may have noticed a rather impressive entrance to the Fern Bay Seaside Village. Well, a new 105-lot subdivision is nestled within the sand dunes and bushland.
The winner of Australian Idol is Damien Leith!
Oh!
Eclectic mix there.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Only a few that I could pick up and
really run with.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was the mine rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Irwin passing away, valet.
Bless.
And then the new subdivision out at Fern Bay.
Yes.
And I was recently out at that Fern Bay subdivision doing like a delivery for the shop. And I'm just like...
Did you gauge how old you thought it
looked? Yeah, I looked at the houses and I was
trying... That's smart.
I sort of can get... I have an idea in my mind as to what year they're from.
Okay.
I'm ready to lock in a date. Did you have any thoughts, Ari, or ones you wanted to play around with?
I was trying to do a bit of math in my head. I was actually going off one of the newsreaders' voices as well, like the production value and all that type of thing. The one probably that I would guess from would be Steve Irwin's death, and I still don't 100% know what year that was. I remember the day. I remember what happened on the day when we found out the news, but, yeah, I don't quite know.
So for both of you, the mine rescue is the Beaconsfield mine rescue as well.
Yeah, I still forget that.
Okay.
I'm not Australian.
What are our guesses of years?
I would like to lock in 2007.
What would you like to guess, Ari?
I was going to say 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you as well, and this might be an advantage to Ari. Australia were knocked out of the FIFA World Cup by a last-minute controversial penalty to Italy this year as well.
Doesn't help me.
No,
Are we changing our guesses? We're both wrong, is it?
You're both wrong.
Okay.
Oh, can I have another guess?
Yeah, go on.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, was the highest-grossing film this year, followed by Cars.
2006.
I want to go to 2008 then.
It is 2006.
Oh, there you go. It's Ari. Unbelievable.
You guys flirted with it like you wouldn't believe, though.
Yeah.
2005 and 2007, respectively, is as close as you can get.
Literally,
with close but no cigar for me. Well done, Ari.
Thanks.
That takes it to 5-3 in the series.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay, just a bit of background for this next segment. Since I've been working here at UFM with you guys, we do a lot of chatting behind the scenes. We talk about the things that we like to watch. You know, oh, what's the latest movie on Netflix? Have you seen this from back in the day?
Well, our job is 20% talking into a microphone and 80% talking rubbish in between.
That's exactly right. Perfect
while songs are playing and stuff, we're just chatting in the background.
True. So I have found out over time that you guys don't know a lot of what I'm talking about or even referencing when I'm chatting about, you know, a certain movie that I've watched or a TV show that I caught up with on the weekends and things like that. I'm like, oh, haven't you guys seen this? No idea what you're talking about. So
General rule of thumb, if it's a movie or TV show that exists, Craver and I haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Rule of thumb.
And this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to finally put your knowledge to the test, so I'm going to pop culture quiz you.
Ari's pop culture quiz.
Yes.
Who's better, Stephen or Craver?
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pit you two against each other. Your name is going to be your buzzer.
Okay.
I'm going to play some audio from a couple of different, I guess, TV shows and movies. I'm going to see who gets them.
All right, here we go. First one.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Crickets.
Crevo?
Yeah.
Is it Need for Speed?
No.
Oh.
Steven.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
No.
Oh, damn.
Wait, okay, let me give you a clue.
Damn it.
It's Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Steven. Top Gun.
That's it.
Oh. Yes. Does he get a point if it's on the second go?
Yeah.
Someone has to get it.
First to get it.
Okay, what I'll do is a new rule.
Yeah.
If you guys don't get on the first go,
yeah,
have a second go, and if you still don't get it, I'll just reveal it.
All right.
But you don't
good.
Get a point.
All right, one to Stephen.
All right.
And under protest, however you know.
It's Top Gun,
you
guys. Come
it.
On.
You ain't getting it.
No, you're right. Okay,
second one.
Yep, here we go.
In West Stephen.
Oh, damn it.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You got it.
Yes, oh, outrageous.
2 points to Stephen, none for Crevo.
Pressure is on here because it's first to three, isn't it?
Well, this that's one. To win the competition.
Look, I will be so proud of you guys if you get this next one.
Okay.
It's my favourite quote of all time.
Here we go.
Oh, you guys made me eat.
Crevo?
Yeah.
Is it Rugrats?
No.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Despicable Me.
No!
I just thought there was a kid in it. I thought maybe there's kids in that.
This is my favourite, like, quote ever from a movie.
All right, do we get any clues?
One more.
Can we have a re-listen?
Okay.
You want to listen again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is a third one, yeah.
Oh, you guys made me eat.
So you're right, it is an animation. It was the first in its franchise.
Oh,
this is said by a little pink character.
Crevo.
Yes.
Is it... Oh, Happy Feet.
No. Stephen.
Winnie the Pooh.
It's Finding Nemo. It's a little squid. Someone scares the little guy. Oh, he gives me E. You know, like, yeah. No.
That was too hard.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Next
here we go.
I go here.
You go where?
Harvard. Law school.
You got into Harvard Law?
Stephen.
Crevo.
What, like it's hard?
What, like it's hard?
Is it Legally Blonde?
Yes!
Oh my God, Steven's a winner! Congratulations! Three points to zero.
Do you want to hear the last one? I'll let you have a freebie if you want, Crevo.
This is great. You guys will definitely get this one.
All right, last one. Here we go. All right, hang on. Sorry, wrong part. Here we go.
My mom always said.
Oh, that is easy, Crevo. That's Forrest Gump.
Yeah, everyone's a winner then.
No, except me.
If you're just joining us, about 15 minutes or so, we put out a call for, one listener to win themselves a couple of tickets to Love Dale Long Lunch.
That's coming up in like 2 weekends' time, I believe.
Very soon.
Anthony in Cardiff, the winner there. And if you're at home thinking, oh, bugger, I can't believe I missed it, fret not. More tickets right throughout the day and right throughout the week.
Absolutely.
So you don't want to miss it. Great chance to taste some of our region's best food and best wines and have like a designated driver get you there and home as well.
Sid Foggs are hooking you up. This is such a good event and, yeah, you just got to keep New FM on at all times. Mm. That's the only way to be a local winner, basically, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Other than that, I think we're done and dusted for
certainly
the first day of the week.
Woo, that's a good show.
It's certainly was. We'll see you tomorrow for another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't forget as well, even though a lot of the kiddies are still off, pupil-free day, school zones are in place at the moment, so don't get stung this morning.
Yeah, you might be thinking, oh, I left the kids at home.
Everything will be fine.
Yes, zipping through the school zones. Do not do that. You know, don't ignore those flashing lights there. They're the ones you want to keep an eye on. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.